Hare Krishna. I'm recording in from Sri Lanka. This was my scheduled travel plan. Govinda Maharaj, also here, Taraknath Prabhu, Shri Bihari, Lakshman. And we've come here to sort of get a little break. It's not a very long one. It's a little over a week. But after 3 weeks of GBC meetings, 3 weeks of Parikramas, Mayapur, Puri, and Vrindavan, and quite an intensive schedule before that, badly needed rest. And we're toying with the idea of staying in Vrindavan, but it's festival time, devotees knocking on doors, requirements for so many other services, just not really possible. So here we are. We arrived yesterday. I was going to say last night, but it wasn't last night. It was at 2:30 in the morning. And we're at a nice little place which has some cottages, three cottages, and Shyam Bihari's staying in a tent, and was able to enjoy the sounds of the night, including the birds and the frogs and the crickets and the things that go bump in the night. And overall, it's a very nice, up to now, very, very, very peaceful place. Let's hope it stays like that. It was a very good experience. For me, quite a rewarding experience to be with our Gurukul children from Budapest and the farm, particularly because I've not had the opportunity to spend that amount of quality time with them yet at all. We more or less lived together for 3 weeks, and it was very good for me. It was very informative. They're very good children, well behaved. I think there's many things that they could still learn, but I think overall it was a very valuable experience for them. It was valuable in the sense that obviously they saw that Krishna consciousness movement is not just something practiced in Hungary. Most of these kids, children, have never been out of Hungary yet, and for the most part none of them have been to India either, and that it's not just something characteristic of the Krishna consciousness movement, but there are millions of people practicing Krishna consciousness, and there's a real culture of Krishna worship in these places that we've gone to, and of course in the cities that they also visited and saw. And that culture is something that is truly ancient and truly worthwhile investing their futures. And that's, for me, one of the main motivations, is to try to inspire them to really take responsibility for spreading Krishna consciousness. My feelings on that are not no secret. I don't think that children with such wonderful samskars, with devotee education and association, that all of that needs to be invested in them becoming, who knows, computer technicians, or doctors or lawyers and so on. Of course, some may be, that will be their own freedom of choice, and I hope it is a free choice, not something that's influenced by their parents or obliged, they have opportunities we never had, good samskars, freedom of sinful activity, hopefully. And with that certainly comes a type of empowerment that if invested in Krishna consciousness movement, they'll really be able to do wonderful things, extraordinary things. Of course, there was the sort of cultural shock. I don't know if even after returning to Hungary, they're over that cultural shock. One of the most unpleasant things as part of that cultural shock were the surprising dirt, which they're not used to, of course, especially children in New Bajadam, which is devotees really keep very organized and neat. And another, maybe even more unpleasant, was the pandas, brahmanas, harassment of children, not just me, but children, to give donation, sadhu seva, brahman seva, so many types of seva, at least so-called seva. And of course that didn't go down well, especially when we went to certain places, for instance, in Alarnath, where the pandas physically manhandled the children, even after they gave small donations, and I gave a very nice donation, reasonable donation for the whole group. It isn't what they should be experiencing, and somehow or another these people just don't understand that and don't care. Honest. Materialistic people using the name Panda or Brahmin or Pujari and so on. Certainly something that they realize what shouldn't happen in New Vajradham or in Krishna consciousness movement. On the positive side, there were many wonderful experiences. Probably the most enlivening one was their parikrama of Giriraj. Somehow or another, my ankle was, my left ankle really started paining me even from Mayapur. But I had to continue going on parikrama with them, so it just got worse and worse. So by the time we'd reached Govardhan parikrama, I decided that I was going to sit it out. And so I was just there in Govardhan riding, which was a really wonderful experience. But the children went, and they all went barefoot. This was their major barefoot parikrama of their own volition. And they went around barefoot, and they were, when they got back, they were in ecstasy. They had a very long program, started around 10, got back at 6 p.m. in the evening. And they were just bubbling over. It was very enlivening just to see them. And Dhanavir, one of the boys, he did kirtan all the way around from beginning to end, nonstop. 21 kilometers of kirtan. It's pretty good by anyone's standard. And then we had good prasadam. It was a new experience for me, going over menus three times a day. And they were a little selective. Yogurt, rice, chapatis. But I think in the beginning, I think they became a little more accustomed to a proper diet, although they're still a little too finicky. But then, who am I to complain? I was like that when I was young as well. And the overall effect, I hope, was very constructive and deep. Inspirational, that they'll really see, yes, Srila Prabhupada wanted our future generations to take responsibility for spreading Krishna consciousness, for making the world Krishna conscious, and nothing more wonderful in the world than to do that. And especially, as I'd already mentioned earlier, for those who are really already qualified for that and have been, in one sense, raised for that, educated for that, they're born for that. In some cases, some may have been sent for that. By that I mean sent by Krishna or higher authorities. Let's see. Time will tell. And we'll be in touch on podcast. Hope everyone's well. Sorry for not being able to do one yesterday, but we were trying to just really recover from travels down here. Hare Krishna.